I'm Jackie Lydon, and it's time now for music. Session musician Steven Bruner has played bass in other people's bands for more than a decade. He can play metal, R&B, hip-hop, jazz, and he's been folding all of that into his own music, which he puts out under the name Thundercat. NPR's Franny Kelly says now, with his second album, Thundercat is stepping to the front of the stage.
Steven Bruner knows everybody. Just ask him about Metallica's bassist, Robert Trujillo. And the otherworldly soul singer, Erykah Badu.
Ah.
And original G-Funk rapper, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has stories for days.
I remember playing Billy Cobham's Total Eclipse for Snoop Dogg. And I also played him Frank Zappa, Apostrophe. And I played him like St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast. And Snoop was sitting there with a blunt in his mouth and just listening to Frank Zappa go off. He loved it. He was like, this is fly. You know, he was like, this is some cool stuff.
At St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast.
Wow.
Get off the bus.
Where I stole the margarine.
Bruner calls Snoop his uncle.
He was actually one of the first people to call me when my album came out. Called me singing Daylight. Just straight out, just, Daylight. Yeah, what's up, cuz? I was like, hey.
Daylight is a song from Thundercat's first album as a frontman, which he put out 2 years ago. A little before that, he turned up on an album by another Steve, playing bass and singing. That's Thundercat on the 2010 album Cosmogramma, made by Steve Ellison, better known as Flying Lotus, who produced Thundercat's new album. One song is about an epic, two-day-long New Year's party. So, is that a true story?
Yeah. That's literally... It absolutely is. That's a story that actually happened.
Flying Lotus was out of town.
It was so epic. If you ask Lotus, to this day, he will still get mad.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I'm mad. It just sounded like the best party ever.
Even though Flying Lotus missed the party, he's the one who pushed Thundercat to include the line in the song that says, essentially, oh, shoot, I'm messed up. Thundercat comes from a Christian background, and Lotus remembers the bassist's older brother telling him he was worried about that song.
You really gonna do that? You know mom's gonna hear that. You know she ain't gonna like that. It's like, look, when people hear the song, that's gonna be their favorite part of the whole thing. Like, really? You think so? Like, yes.
The new album, Apocalypse, isn't only funny songs about parties. A Message for Austin is about jazz pianist Austin Peralta, who died suddenly of pneumonia when he was just 22 years old. He was a dear friend of Thundercat and Flying Lotus, and his death stunned them both.
I know I'll see you again in another life. Thank you for sharing your love and your life.
Thundercat wrote the song and recorded a demo of it, but when they went to record it for the album, Lotus says neither of them could do their jobs.
Every time he would try to record the vocals, he would just, you know, he told me he would think about Austin. You could just hear him falling apart every take that he did. I say, all right, we'll take a break. And we come back, he gets some courage, and then he starts doing it, and I can't do what I was supposed to do. So it was like, all right, you know what? We're just going to have to try and make the demo vocals work.
One of the things Peralta and Thundercat had in common was a refusal to abide by the restrictions of genre.
Austin said this in an interview one time. He says, there's only good music and bad music, and the truth is it's for you to decide what's good and bad to you.
The very idea of making only one style of music is perplexing to Thundercat. He says people ask him about it sometimes.
I was like, how are you doing all that? And I'm like, what do you mean, how am I doing all of that? It's what we're supposed to do. I'm connected to all of it in a very major way. You know, it's all coming from here, you know?
He points at his heart. Music is in his blood. Both his parents are musicians and his older brother. He played in church, was mentored by Reggie Andrews, a legendary teacher at Locke High School in L.A. But Thundercat says he learned bass when he was a little kid by listening to three musicians.
Jaco and Stanley Clark and Marcus Miller.
All three of those bassists, Jaco Pastorius, Clark, and Miller, have also played all kinds of music. Jazz, funk, rock, folk, fusion, pop, and R&B. And it was Stanley Clark who long ago told Thundercat something about music that stuck with him.
What is it for? It's for me to give to people. Stanley Clark told me one time that we're servants. That's what our duty is. This art is a service.
Constantly, it's
Thundercat says he grew up spoiled by hearing all the music he did. Now he wants to share it all. He feels a responsibility to remind people of how much they miss if they don't stay open to everything. Franny Kelly, NPR News.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. Click on Programs and scroll down. Tomorrow, we look at the Voting Rights Act and its future following the Supreme Court decision to overturn a key provision. Congressman John Lewis was pivotal to the civil rights movement that helped spur the act's passage in 1965.
When the Supreme Court made a decision, I almost cried. I almost shed some tears. And I didn't want to cry. I wanted to be strong.
John Lewis on the struggle for voting rights and the future of this legislation. That's tomorrow on the show. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.